Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 19, and today is Saturday, September 12th, 2020. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And this program is being paid for by Alan Shoes and Davidson Advertising.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Alan's Shoes, since 1982 in Tucson. As hosts of the show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created the show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Somehow, maybe by design, the show turned into a show where we can add a little laughter. Through all of our shows, we have been discussing the latest news, and on most shows, we interview leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggles and success. You are listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Our website is b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com.
And if you'd like to go to our website, we've got copies of all of our programs to date. With all of our guests, and there's some interesting subjects here, so we hope you'll take the time to listen. Got an interesting article here, Alan, that just came out. The Senate failed Thursday to advance a Republican proposal to address the health and economic crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic, 4 months after House Democrats passed their $3 trillion plan. 4 months later, it took them. But the narrower Senate bill could help Republican senators in tough re-election races by giving them a rebuttal to the Democratic challengers attacking their delayed response. The vote 52-47 did not meet the 60-vote threshold. All Democrats and Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul voted in opposition to the bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced the bill after negotiations with Democrats stalled over a month ago. McConnell has acknowledged that the bill does not contain every idea the Republicans want, but asserted on Wednesday that it is much better than doing nothing. It's a vote for senators to say whether they want to move forward toward huge amounts of relief for kids, jobs, and health care, or whether they are happier doing nothing, according to McConnell. The bill would have cost about a tenth of the House's proposal. It offered $300 per week in federal unemployment insurance through December 27th, half of what the Democrats proposed. It also did not include money for a second round of direct stimulus checks to Americans or provide additional funding for states and local governments facing budget shortfalls, shaving hundreds of billions of dollars off the Democratic bill. Unlike the House bill, the Senate legislation would have allowed some small businesses to apply for a second loan under the Paycheck Protection Program and create liability protections to limit lawsuits against businesses, universities, hospitals, and healthcare workers. The Senate bill also provided $105 billion in education funds, about two-thirds of which would be reserved for the schools that reopened for in-person instruction, and would have forgiven a $10 billion loan to the U.S. Postal Service, which has been crippled by the pandemic. This is not a simplistic argument over big versus small, said McConnell on Wednesday, noting the Republicans want billions more for schools than Democrats. These are bipartisan priorities that Democrats left behind and Republicans want to take care of. But Democratic senators and several Republicans threatened to vote against the bill, worried that it would spend respectively too little or too much. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has called the bill emaciated, slamming it for leaving out funding for state and local governments, food assistance for children, families evicted from their homes, relief for the travel industry, and the broadband in rural areas. Congress has already passed legislation worth over $2 trillion.
You know, I have to tell you, Rob, that many businesses desperately need this second wave of PPP loans, or you'll not see enough businesses pull out from this pandemic. Like, I'm very happy to see some of the things Republicans are considering. I wish that bill had passed, but I also understand that the bill is already considered unacceptable by Democrats, and therefore the eventual bill be something at least slightly different. The problem is that the current rumors indicate there will possibly not be a bill, Rob, until after the election, and that's just unacceptable.
Well, and, you know, people are hurting, Alan. There's, you know, people today, they don't know if they're going to get enough money to pay for groceries if they want to go to the store, or they have their rent to do, or their mortgages. I mean, there's no excuse for people having to live with that kind of uncertainty when these politicians are home in their big houses, trust me, they're eating well, they're living well, and these and people are suffering. There's just no excuse for it. And it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever. It's just not acceptable behavior. You know, these guys have to do something. And at some point, I think the American people are going to say enough is enough.
You know, we're having lots of things coming out of the pandemic, Rob, and one of them is some shifting habits that are happening regarding shopping, and maybe you can educate our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure, Alan. You know, the pandemic has prompted major changes in how we shop, but will those changes in habits last?
You know,
according to Ben Kaplan, CEO and chief economist of Top Data, he says we are moving into a new era, but certainly if the pandemic lengthens and repeats itself, then we're going to just see a lot more habit forming. Experts say while the pandemic isn't the death of brick and mortar retail, stores are going to have to come up the ante in order to survive. If bricks and mortar is a delivery vehicle for an amazing, engaging, different kind of experience that you can't get at home, those kind of companies are going to thrive, according to Kaplan. Klaviyo retail and trend expert Jake Cohen says all the time at home has kick-started the holiday shopping season, both in person and online. Holiday spending is estimated to reach a record $1 trillion this year. We're already hearing reports from the Amazon people, for example, that they're clearing out their warehouse, according to Cohen, to make room for what they expect to sell over the holiday season. So could be a big, big holiday season for people. It's just going to be interesting to see how they do their shopping.
I can give our listeners a little bit of information on Amazon clearing out their warehouse. As many of you know, or you should know, not all of the inventory at Amazon is owned by Amazon. A lot of it is owned by independent small retailers that do business as third-party partners here. And they have been under scrutiny by Amazon with what's called their warehouse rating. I mean, there's an official term for it, but they've been instructing those retailers, I'm one of them, in our business, to reduce their inventories unless it's really performing and turning quickly. So therefore, they're encouraging you to take inventory out of their warehouses so that Amazon has some room for not only their inventory to bring in, but faster turning products. So I think they're doing what they need to do. However, it is going to be impactful to some small businesses.
Well, how does it work, Alan, with when Amazon sells your products? You guys take care of all of the shipping, the handling, all of that?
Well, what happens is if we ship a product to one of their warehouses, they'll take care of the shipping, but they'll charge you back for it in fees or other expenses. But it goes out very quickly because they've got a machine here that ships very quickly. And so we like it being in their warehouse. Also, you get preference to win the buy box is what it's called. If something's in their warehouse versus you shipping it out of your warehouse, they think it's more likely to ship if it's out of their warehouse. So there's an advantage to send some. It's called Fulfilled by Amazon, that proportion of it, and the other stuff is seller fulfilled inventory that I might ship out of my warehouse.
Interesting. There's a lot of balls in the air with this stuff, aren't there? A lot of moving parts to these deals.
Yeah, and you know, internet and e-commerce and other related things need to be part of every retailer strategy right now. You just can't rely on your brick and mortar business. Things are different. You don't know if it's going to come back, your traffic to your store, and so you need to have a wide range of avenues and profit centers in your business. And for those of you that have already developed an internet business, an e-commerce business, a website or a relationship with Amazon or eBay, you're ahead of the game versus some other retailers. And if you're not, you are been scrambling over the last 5 months to try to develop a plan of action that will be effective. Of course, all that takes people and processes and technology and accurate inventories. And there's a lot of complexities to it, but you have no choice. If you want your business to survive, you better find out how many areas you can get into to help it survive. So here's something I found last night, and we were talking about it just earlier, Rob. There is something called the Research and Development Tax Credit from the IRS, and that helps businesses to it's really the intent is to keep technology going in this country rather than the technology being outsourced to other countries. So while it talks about technology, it also includes other areas. So if you have a business that's in manufacturing or in research for something or development of something, you might want to look up the Research and Development Tax Credits. And even if you don't think you're going to have a profit this year, Rob, you can use these tax credits going forward. So it might be a tax strategy plan that you might want to spend a little time researching on the internet. It's called Research and Development Tax Credits. And I found that yesterday. I saw that very interesting. You know, today, Rob, we're going to have no guests today. It's you and I, and we can bore each other to death here or our regular listeners, but we are prepared for that. But later on in segment four, we are going to have our regular list of sarcasm quotes and that we started two shows ago, and we're going to have, we have three nominees for Putts of the Week Award, you know,
and
that's always great. We're happy with that. Now, you're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. It's on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. Our call, 629-9555. Our call online is 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen's Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing, featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Alan Shoes.
And Alan, you know, I was reading the Arizona Daily Star this morning and I found an interesting article. Tucson parents who want to send their children to school will likely have to sign either a liability waiver or a form acknowledging the risks of returning to campuses during the pandemic. The trust, which provides property and liability coverage for 247 Arizona public school districts and community colleges, is requiring that schools pay additional premiums to get coverage on any COVID-related claims from students and visitors on campus, and that schools ask families to either sign a waiver and release of claims or an acknowledgement of COVID-19 risks. The insurance does not apply to employees who can make such claims through workers' compensation. The trust gave school districts three options: Pay no deductible on any claims if the school district asks families to sign a form waiving the district's liability should a child get sick. Or two, pay a $10,000 deductible for each claim if the school district asks families to sign an acknowledgement of COVID-19 risk. Or pay a $20,000 deductible for each claim if the school district decides not to have families sign either form. The Trust's website says districts should ask parents and guardians to sign one of the forms, but they cannot require parents to do so. The Tucson Unified School District Governing Board reluctantly opted to have parents sign the acknowledgement form. The COVID-19 coverage will cost the district $150,000 on top of more than $4.4 million it already paid the trust this year for insurance needs, including liability, property, and workers' compensation. TUSD Superintendent Gabriel Trujillo said although he supports the use of an acknowledgement form given the choice before school districts, he called the trust's requirement a scheme. "I am just not a fan of any part of this," he said. The trust already had an exclusion to covering pathogen-related claims before the pandemic, said TUSD General Counsel Robert Ross. The insurer created this program for the member school districts to cover losses for liability and legal fees related to COVID-19 exposures occurring on school campuses. TUSD looked for another option, but there really aren't any others in the market. The Marana, Catalina Foothills, and Flowing Wells school districts are going to ask families to sign the waiver when children return to schools. Like TUSD, the Tancredi, Vail, Sausalito, and Sunnyside school districts are opting to pay a potential $10,000 deductible per claim and are going to ask families to sign the acknowledgement form. "I just thought that it would be better received by our parents versus a waiver," said Sunnyside Superintendent Steve Holmes. He said the waiver also has language in it that wouldn't be well received by the governing board. So, another interesting issue as far as liabilities and potential lawsuits and going back to school. And
I think the TUSD supervisor made the right call. I don't agree with the Tancredi guy, but I don't know what's in that in the language that he doesn't like. It seems to me there's more than 15 kids that might get COVID in Tancredi, and who knows how many of those might have a claim against the district. And he can easily eat up these extra costs just by taking that stance and paying an extra $10,000 or more dollars as a deductible plus legal fees. So
right.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but it does make sense what TUSD supervisor or superintendent said.
You know, and it's just a matter of time before people are going to get sick in these schools. Look at what's happening at the U of A. The off-campus kids are, you know, they're having a hard time controlling them in the sororities and the fraternities, and, you know, young 20-year-old kids, they're not going to socially distance and not party, and they're not going to make good decisions.
I like to say nobody saw this coming, but everyone saw this coming.
Exactly.
Do you have any other updates about coronavirus, Rob?
Well, there's an interesting one that kind of affects my business from a national standpoint. Advertisers are seeking the right to cancel TV spending as the pandemic roils the fall television season. Advertisers are pressing for unprecedented flexibility to back out of month-long spending commitments with TV networks, concerned that the coronavirus pandemic is sapping the fall schedule of new programming and will threaten the National Football League season, although they did start Thursday night. By this time of year, advertisers usually have struck broad deals governing the TV season that starts each September. This year, the pandemic scrambled the equation, delaying those deals and introducing new risks for marketers, most notably whether the content on which they want to advertise will even get aired. After several college football conferences decided not to play, Chipotle Mexican Grill has shifted some of its ad spending from college football to NFL games, according to the company's chief marketing officer, Chris Brandt. He now is asking networks for the ability to back out of those spending commitments if professional football games get canceled. "How's the NFL going to work if you're not in a bubble," according to Mr. Grant. So these are interesting times, Alan. And
I can't blame any advertiser that pulls out of those contracts. The conditions have changed. The world has changed, Rob. In my business, we're spending a lot of time talking about what changes we're going to enact. You know, I've had discussions with my executive team, not every executive, individual discussion, because if I tell them everything, Rob, that as my father-in-law says, if they know what I know and I know what I know, all I know is what I know. I didn't do that right. What I know is what I know. If I let them know, then they know both what I know and what they know. So anyhow, but I've had discussion with individual executives, and we're talking about studying what changes we need to make to our business, and there are plenty. So we are about to enact something like that. And every business owner has to be thinking of what changes I need to enact. And maybe we're a little late to the game here and we should have been doing this months ago. But when we came out of this pandemic, the closure, we thought, oh, another few weeks, we're going to be back to normal. And obviously that isn't the case. And it seems obvious to many of us that fall is not going to be good in our businesses if we're having declines now. And then there's a real concern that spring is just not going to be back to normal because the vaccine might take a while to be vetted and then distributed and then people to believe it and business and traffic to come back to normal. So you got to have a plan for how you get from here to there to the end of the spring season. And and hopefully fall of 21 is back to 2019 figures. We don't know, but we're making a plan, and I think everyone needs to make a plan for what you're going to do as a go-forward plan.
Well, according to Dr. Fauci, yesterday he does not see things getting back to near normal until the end of 2021, so that's quite a ways off, and that's kind of up in the air. You know, that's lots of things can happen with the virus. Lots of things can happen with the vaccines. We'll see if they work. You know, AstraZeneca had a halt their vaccine trial the other day because of a problem. I read this morning that they started it up again, but you know, these are all uncertainties, and it's hard to do business when things are uncertain.
I think the uncertainty is a stress inducer for sure, and but you got to, as a business owner, if you're going to run a business, if you're going to expect to continue to run a business, you better get your act together. You better have discussions with your management and with yourself, and talk to others outside your business. And we've said this time and time again, get some peers together and discuss changes that need to happen.
You know, now is the perfect time to redo your marketing plan, redo your business plan. A lot of business people that I work with never even wrote down a business plan, Alan, as you can imagine. It's in their head. Now's probably the perfect time to sit down and kind of retool your business plan and come up with some new goals and some new ideas. Otherwise, things aren't going to be good.
Well, I could not agree more with you than I do right now, because you definitely have to work on it. So here's something else that I thought that I would pull up, and I think that you have the article. It's on economic recovery stalls.
Yes.
Go ahead.
U.S. economy's economic engine may be running out of fuel. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of the U.S. gross domestic product, making it the single most important factor in recovering from one of the worst recessions on record. Spending plunged an unprecedented 12.9% in April as stores and restaurants across the country closed and consumers sheltered at home. The federal government's $2.2 trillion aid package, including $1,200 direct payments to households and an additional $600 in weekly unemployment benefits, spurred the start of a spending rebound in May. But as autumn approaches with no sign of an end to the pandemic and further aid tied up in Congress, consumers appear to be retreating once more. Analysts and economists are concerned that consumers will fall back and hunker down once again without any additional money from the government. The last round of direct aid and extra unemployment funds helped many people continue to pay the rent and buy essentials. The direct payments also helped many who didn't need them pump more money into the economy, boosting a wide range of businesses from clothing retailers to home improvement and auto parts retailers. While many on Wall Street expect some kind of aid package after Congress reconvenes, the size and breadth could spell the difference between a slow and steady climb or a stalled recovery. It remains to be seen whether we will see that recovery continue now that these supplemental payments have stopped, according to Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer for Commonwealth Financial Network. The initial shock from the virus-induced shutdowns and job losses sapped consumer confidence in April. That was according to the Consumer Confidence Index, which is maintained by the business group, the Conference Board. The unknown extent and impact of the virus prompted people to cut back on much of their discretionary spending and refocus on essentials as they hunkered down at home. But a surge of confidence in June gave economists hope that consumers were starting to feel better about spending. Those hopes were tempered when confidence fizzled again in August. Meanwhile, the spending boost seen in May and June raised similar hopes for a sharp recovery, but a leveling out in July signaled that the road to recovery might be more difficult than anticipated, especially without more government aid and without a vaccine to alleviate the virus's threat. The shaky recovery could go into reverse. So that's kind of where we're at right now, Alan. Things are a little bit in limbo and could go either way.
Well, listen, we got to be positive to a certain extent here and think we're going to get out of this. If we were going to, you know, think that things are going south forever, I think a lot of us would close up our businesses and move to Montana. But
a lot of people are moving to Montana, I understand.
You know, and last week the guy said that people were moving from California here, so maybe we're just a temporary location. I don't know. But we do, you know, we need to get together on this, whatever, and be positive and move on.
Absolutely.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you have an idea for a show and you want to come on as a guest, please also call Rob at Davidson Advertising. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen. It's on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We're going to break now for news and our sponsor messages. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after our break.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson.
Alan saw an interesting article on Reuters the other day about China, and it says that China may gradually cut its holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds and notes in light of rising tensions between Beijing and Washington, according to state-backed newspaper Global Times. With Sino-U.S. relations deteriorating over various issues, including coronavirus, trade, and technology, global financial markets are increasingly worried if China would sell the U.S. government debt it holds as a weapon to counter U.S. rising pressure. China will gradually decrease its holdings of U.S. debt to about $800 billion under normal circumstances, according to Ziyu Yang, a professor at the Shanghai University of Finance and Economics. But of course, China might sell all of its U.S. bonds in an extreme case like a military conflict, he said. China, the second largest non-U.S. holder of treasuries, held $1.074 trillion in June, down from $1.083 trillion the previous month, according to the latest official data. China has steadily decreased its holdings of the U.S. bonds this year, although some market watchers suspect China may not have necessarily sold U.S. treasuries, as it may have used other custodians to purchase treasuries. Dropping to $800 billion from the current level could mean shrinking its holdings by more than 25%. Analysts say large-scale Chinese selling, often referred to as the nuclear option, could trigger turmoil on global financial markets. Another reason the state newspaper cited was the potential default risk in the United States, as the debt of the world's largest economy has surged sharply to about the size of its gross domestic product, a level not seen since the end of World War II and well above the internationally recognized safety line of 60%. China is heavily exposed to the U.S. dollar and dollar-denominated assets. Its official foreign exchange reserves stood at $3.154 trillion at the end of July. I mean, we're talking real money here, Alan.
You know, if you're a restaurant owner, Rob, if you're a retailer, if you are a business that serves either of those businesses, like a produce company would serve a restaurant, if you're an employee of any of those concerns, if you're in a multitude of businesses here, the road to your recovery financially goes through the COVID-19 vaccine. Would you not agree, Rob?
Absolutely.
So we found an article here. What if they make a COVID-19 vaccine? And by the way, there is one that's supposed to be banked. We're not sure that's the one that's going to be introduced, but let's just say that it's that one. What if they made the vaccine, made it available, had a distribution system, but Americans refused to take it, Rob? What do you think would happen?
Well, I would say that we'll be in the same shape we're in right now.
Well, you might expect people to line up to bare their arms after months stuck at home, but the anti-vaxxer movement, according to CNN here, has been gaining steam in recent years, with some parents refusing to inoculate kids against once-eradicated diseases like polio and measles. There's a general anti-science, anti-authority, anti-vaccine feeling among some people in the country, and an alarmingly large percentage of people, Rob, relatively speaking. The government's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, you might have heard about him. I think he's been in the news lately. He told CNN this, that there was this feeling among people in the country already and had nothing to do with COVID. Now we're at COVID, and you and I have both heard stories and estimates of anywhere from one-third to two-thirds of the people surveyed that says that they're not going to take the vaccine. So the answer here for me, Rob, is that we need a leader. We need a leader who is going to support the vaccine. Let's say that it's tested, it's tried. They say, go ahead, this is the one. We need a leader that's going to support the cause, and people follow the President of the United States whether or not they voted for him to be elected or not. They would follow whatever the direction he gives. And now we don't know if it's going to be, you and I know, it's going to be after the election. It's not going to be so soon. But whoever is elected or reelected needs to be able to support that cause, because we need more than one-third, definitely more than one-third, supposedly more than two-thirds of the people to get this vaccine, Rob. And then we need 2 weeks until they get the second boost. And then we need another 2 weeks to see if it works. And then we need people to believe it worked. And they have to be able to believe the media when the media says, oh, cases are down or this. And there are people, and we're going to mention one of them in segment four, who don't even believe there is a pandemic going on.
Well, that's true, Alan. And so, you know, the leaders of our country are going to all have to get up, including whoever the president is, the Congress, the senators, our state legislators, our governor. They're going to all have to be the first ones in line to get this vaccine, in my opinion. They should be the first ones in line. And that way, maybe everybody else will say, okay, it's fine. But if we have any reticence on any of their parts, it's going to be a real issue.
You and I saw some doctors that had gotten up on their soapbox in July that don't believe it the same way most doctors believe, that they believe there's some sort of conspiracy here going on. And they were up in front of the Capitol without their mask and saying something else was going on. And they quickly disappeared about 2 weeks later.
Yeah. It's interesting what happens. So, you know, It's gonna be interesting, but you know, we need true leadership now in this country. It's unfortunate that we haven't had it up until this point, but I'm certainly hoping that with the election coming up in 5 weeks or 6 weeks, that people will say, okay, we're going to stand up and we're going to do the right thing and show the way for our folks, because I think every single one of them needs to get that vaccine so that they can show you, me, and everybody else in this country that it's safe and it's the right thing to do.
You know, true people, you mean professionals like doctors and lawyers? Do you have an article about a lawyer in there?
I do, Alan. The top lawyer for an online discount retailer pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $6 million from the company's PayPal accounts to splurge on expensive cars, designer clothing, and a luxurious lifestyle. Leslie Sharp, 52 years of age, the former general counselor of office supplies retailer Shoplet, funneled millions of dollars out of his employer's PayPal account, which he alone managed, into multiple personal bank accounts, according to prosecutors. Between May 2013 and June 2019, the Roslyn lawyer used the siphoned cash to buy a BMW and a Porsche, pay for high-end holidays and designer clothes, and for other expenses. Sharf pleaded guilty to grand larceny and faces 3 to 9 years in prison when he's sentenced in October. He's also required to pay more than $700,000 in restitution plus interest in his family home. The leftover funds and assets from his PayPal theft totaling between $1.4 and $1.5 million. Shoplet did not respond to a request for comment. But you know, Alan, this is an interesting story, and a little advice I give to people out there, because I've had it happen several times over the years, where clients who really trust their employees, and we all trust our employees implicitly, but a couple of times they've trusted their people to write checks, reconcile the checkbook, do all these things, and come to find out that the employees kind of were taking money on the side, having problems. So, you know, now's a really good time to have controls in your business. I mean, strong controls where you see where every check goes and reconcile your own checkbook and make sure that all your I's and T's are taken care of.
You know, that's checks and balances that every business needs, and you'd have to review yours right now. I couldn't agree more. I want to give a shout out to the face mask group that was called Sewing Masks for Tucson. I think they're known now as Seeds of Kindness. And I want people to know that they're still giving away masks. They're making masks. It's a group that gets together and they volunteer to make masks, and they hand them out to people in need. And you can pick up any of their masks at any of our shoe stores. But you can also find them as a Facebook group. And if you can donate to them, they could use the donation because they need to buy supplies. One of the companies that donated to them and got supplies for them, it's called Fabrics That Go. They're on Campbell Avenue. They are a longstanding business in Tucson. And I want to give a shout out to them, because Fabrics That Go is a great business. And if you could support them, they're one of the few fabric stores that's got upholstery as well as sewing fabrics. And it's a great place to shop. It's called Fabrics That Go. It's on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell. I'd like to remind people to catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob. He can be reached at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. We're going to break early for our commercial break. Please join us when we get back.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors to Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
You know, Alan, I saw a little interesting story. Can't go into too much detail about it, but America's casinos are short of quarters. And I saw that this one casino was hoping to get $30,000 in quarters, and when the armored truck pulled up, it only had $500 in quarters. So there's no quarters around, and I've seen that at convenience stores and at some of the fast food places as far as change goes. Big shortage of change.
Are they even using coins in any casino? Don't they? Isn't it all by, a ticket now?
It was by, but I guess some of the casinos must still have people pumping quarters in. I know the ones we've gone to in Las Vegas, it's been a long time, but, you know, you'd get the little ticket would come out with your and go cashing in at the machine, but...
Do you remember what's behind this coin shortage? It's not just applying to casinos. It's also at your neighborhood convenience store.
Well, evidently, you know, the Mint had to close down during the shutdown, and, you know, they had to quit making coins. They had sent their employees home just like everybody else. So, you know, these things didn't get made, and people were not out circulating the coins when we were all locked down for a month and a half. So that's just kind of what happened. And just one of these unintended consequences that you never think about, but there's a shortage of coins out there. So when you go to the market or like a convenience store or, you know, a fast food, they don't have change a lot of times. So most of the time you just leave, you know, sometimes they're just going to forgive it. And sometimes you just end up eating it, I guess, so to speak.
Boy, it's really hurting me because at the convenience store, they want you to use your charge card. And then you can't do that if you're buying something your wife doesn't want you to buy there. You know, like a snack or something like that. You can't put it on your charge card. You need to be able to use cash.
I get that. I get that. It's going to really hurt that part of the economy, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is here.
Hey, and another thing that just came out, CDC finds that COVID-19 linked to eating in restaurants. This is not good news for our restaurant friends. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released evidence this week suggesting that those who test positive for COVID-19 are more likely than those who test negative to have visited a restaurant or bar in the 2 weeks before, a finding that calls into question plans from New York City and Florida to reopen indoor dining. The study, published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, was conducted on a random sampling of individuals who were tested for COVID-19 from July 1 to 29 at healthcare facilities in 11 states, including California, Colorado, Ohio, and Tennessee. In all, it covered 154 individuals who tested positive for COVID-19 after displaying symptoms and 160 who tested negative. Participants were asked to rate the frequency of their visits to places like offices, salons, gyms, and bars on a 5-point scale ranging from never to more than once a day. Additionally, they were asked to rate their adherence to guidelines issued at those places, including social distancing and mask wearing, choosing such answers as none and almost all. The researchers found no major differences between the people who tested negative for COVID-19 and those who tested positive when it came to visiting places like offices, salons, or gyms. However, those who tested positive for the virus were twice as likely to have reported dining at a restaurant or bar in the 2 weeks before the onset of the illness. They were also less likely to report seeing all the patrons in the facility adhering to recommendations such as wearing masks or social distancing. The authors note that the finding has implications for states reopening. Exposures and activities where mask use and social distancing are difficult to maintain, including going to places that offer on-site eating or drinking, might be important risk factors for acquiring COVID-19, said the report. As communities reopen, efforts to reduce possible exposures at locations that offer on-site eating and drinking options should be considered to protect customers, employees, and communities. So, again, got to be careful out there.
You know, you and I have been talking a lot about humor and laughter during the pandemic, and it's always helps you have an upbeat attitude if you can laugh a little bit each day. And we've been reading from Parade.com, an online article from 2 weeks ago, reporting on a study from it's really an article on Scientific American, and it was a study from 2015, and we've been reading part of this list, and they say sarcasm shows weakness, but who really cares what they think? Well, some may think that sarcasm is a slippery slope. Others believe that sarcasm is actually a sign of intellect. So we have a few quotes to read here of sarcasm. We hope you like them. Go ahead, Rob.
The first one is, "I don't have the energy to pretend to like you today."
Here's one. "I'm sorry I hurt your feelings when I called you stupid. I really thought you already knew."
"Don't worry about what people think. They don't do it very often."
"If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you."
"People say that laughter is the best medicine. Your face must be curing the world."
"I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll be glad to make an exception."
"Sarcasm, the ability to insult idiots without them realizing it."
"If you think nobody cares if you were alive, try missing a couple of car payments."
"My imaginary friend says you need a therapist."
And the last one for today is, "Well, at least your mom thinks you're pretty." So let's pivot over to our Putts of the Week awards. And we've been doing this for several weeks, and we have some nominees. And the first one, Rob, will you read the one about the French man who chased a fly?
Let me find, Alan, I had another one pulled up here. So
go ahead, either one. Go ahead.
Well, now I lost that one, so you're going to have to bear with me. The modern technology. President Trump told journalist Bob Woodward in March that he was deliberately playing down the severity of the coronavirus to avoid inciting panic as he publicly dismissed the virus's threat in a way public health experts say harmed the ability to restrict its spread. "I wanted to always play it down," said Mr. Trump. "I like still playing it down because I don't want to create a panic." Weeks earlier, on February 7th, Mr. Trump told Mr. Woodward the virus was deadly stuff and more deadly than even your strenuous flus. So that's nominee number one, Alan.
Okay, so I've got the one of the Frenchman. A Frenchman, this is our second nominee for our Putts of the Week award. A Frenchman chased a fly around with an electric swatter and it accidentally blew up his own house. A man in France tried to eliminate an irritating fly and ended up blowing up his own house, is the subtext. The man in his 80s used an electric bug swatter, which reacted with a gas leak in his home. The explosion left him with minor burns, and his home is uninhabitable, according to local reports. He's our second nominee for Putts of the Week. And we have a third one, I believe, and it's from Florida, that Florida Today article.
"Listening to Randy Fine, he's a Republican from Palm Bay, it's possible to be forgiven for thinking that he isn't facing a re-election challenge in less than 10 weeks. Seemingly unafraid to lose voters or alienate certain members of the Republican Party base, the South Brevard State legislative incumbent and recent COVID-19 survivor has been vocally taking on novel coronavirus doubters, lashing out at them with words like dumb, idiots, and dangerous. The latest exchanges of vitriol between Fine and potential conservative voters came in the wake of CDC statistics showing that 94% of coronavirus deaths listed at least one other condition on the death certificate, leading naysayers to conclude that just 6% are attributable to only COVID-19. The misinformation took social media pages by storm over the weekend as disease doubters and downplayers seized upon the statistics in their latest efforts to minimize the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic. Fine was having none of it. I want to talk about this 6% nonsense that people are spreading, and it makes me angry because it's coming from my side of the world, and I expect people in my party to be able to read, to be able to do science, and to be able to do the math, said Fine in a Facebook video. He said calling them dumb and telling them to stop keeping your mouth shut. Unfortunately, there are some people out there, I don't know if they're intentionally trying to mislead or they're just dumb, he said. They're saying that only 6% died because of COVID. That's not only wrong, it makes you look like an idiot for saying it. The twisted logic is derived from statistics published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over the weekend that stated that 94% of the deaths attributed to COVID-19 had at least one other condition listed as a contributing factor. The significance of the data was to highlight those health conditions most associated with coronavirus deaths, such as high blood pressure and diabetes, which would be routinely listed on a death certificate, along with complications caused by the infection, such as pneumonia and organ failure. Fine contracted the virus last month, and when he was hospitalized, he sharply rebuked advocates of the unproven hydrochloroquine therapy that the president and many allies have promoted, saying it's not a magic bullet, after he tried the therapy himself only to have his condition worsen. Fine continues to deal with the effects of the infection, which caused significant damage to his lungs.
Well, I think we're going to have to award the Putz of the Week award right now, and I am officially crowning Donald Trump as this week's Putz of the Week. And just for those of you who are counting, that's the first time we've actually crowned him as Butts of the Week or even mentioned him as a nominee. Is that true?
That's true, Alan. And maybe next couple of weeks we'll have some more politicians because there's plenty of them out there that exhibit those tendencies.
We also have that person that was interviewed. Next week we should talk about that person that was interviewed at the Michigan rally. That was interviewed that wanted to know why they weren't wearing a mask.
Oh, right, the reporter, and they threw her out because she was asking why they weren't wearing masks. So, yeah, that was an interesting story as well.
Yeah, it's I think it was another reporter that did these questions, whatever, but we're going to have to talk about that. That's an interesting thing. We want to tell people that you should catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, I'd like you to call Rob. He can be reached at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you have something to contribute and you want to come on this show, we'll certainly consider that. And we'll also call Rob at Davidson Advertising. If you're a retailer, a restaurant owner, or any business that struggled through the last few months, or someone just interested in business, we think this is the show for you. We call it Back to Business with Rob and Alan. It's KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We're on Saturdays at 9 AM. This has been Alan McCloskey. Rob, what do you have to say as we end this show?
And my name is Rob Davidson. We appreciate you being with us this week. We hope you'll be with us next week and following weeks. And again, like Alan said, if you have anything interesting you'd like to talk to us about, please call. We're really interested in helping out as many businesses as we can. We hope you all have a great week, and thanks for being with us, and stay safe out there.
See you next week.